Harper Audio presents We Need to Talk, How to Have Conversations That Matter by Celeste Headlee. This is the author. For Grant. I wanted to be a better person so I could be a better mom. Introduction. On January 13, 1982, a tragedy occurred just outside Washington, D.C. More than 6 inches of snow fell at Ronald Reagan National. The airport was closed for most of the morning and reopened at noon. Air Florida Flight 90 had already been severely delayed when the captain had to make a choice about whether or not to take off. He could wait a while longer and have the plane de-iced one more time, or he could depart immediately and try to get his passengers back on schedule. It had been 49 minutes since the plane was de-iced. He chose to take off. We know from the plane's voice recorder that soon after takeoff, the first officer tried to warn the captain that something was wrong. First officer, look how the ice is just hanging on his back there, see that? See all those icicles on the back there and everything? Captain, yeah. First officer, boy, this is a losing battle here on trying to de-ice those things. It gives you a false feeling of security, that's all that does. Some minutes go by. First officer, God, look at that thing. That don't seem right, does it? 3 second pause. Ah, that's not right. Well, Captain, yes, it is. There's 80, referring to the airspeed. First officer, nah, I don't think that's right. 7 second pause. Ah, maybe it is. I don't know. What neither pilot realized was that the readings in the cockpit weren't reliable.